Feel the pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns. Bucking by the river, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. I hope you're having a great weekend. I know I just got to do some bass fishing the last couple days in a tournament, and I'll let you know next week exactly how I did. This week on the show, we've got some great guests for you. That includes Wade Middleton. He is going to tell you about Outdoor Action TV. Now, this is a channel that's got probably 50 different shows on it, some really high-quality ones, too. But the great thing about Outdoor Action TV is that you don't have to pay a premium fee to go ahead and watch all these great fishing and hunting shows. So Wade's going to tell you exactly how you can take in Outdoor Action TV on your phone, on your computer, or on your television. And I think, like me, you're going to get hooked. Speaking of hooked, we're going to talk to Matt Hahn. He's a fisheries biologist with Wyoming Game and Fish. They just completed a study about hooking injuries and mortalities on trout in the Cowboy State, and I think you're going to find this conversation to be very interesting. And in just a minute, you're going to hear from John Childs. He is an outdoors writer who last fall got to go to New York, specifically Chautauqua County, for some walleye and muskie fishing. And this isn't the New York City experience at all. No, this is some great fishing, some great country, and like I said, John's going to tell you all about it in just a minute here. Our other guest, that would be Joe Cermelli, the fishing editor for Outdoor Life magazine. He just penned a great article about pike fishing. He's got all sorts of great tips for you if you want to see if you can hook into one of these big toothy fish this spring or summer. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Henry Repeating Arms, and turkey season is pretty well underway everywhere at this point. And if you are not satisfied with the shotgun you have, take a look at the single shot turkey camo shotgun available from Henry Repeating Arms. It's got a high-vis sight. It's all camouflage. It's just a quality shotgun. And this is definitely something you'll want to take to the woods. And I'm pretty sure you'll have some great success if you do. Like all of the firearms from Henry Repeating Arms, this one is made in America. It is rugged. It's reliable. It's accurate right out of the box. And it's going to be perfect to help you bag a gobbler this spring. Find out more at henryusa.com. And don't forget to ask for your free decals and catalog while you're there. Our next guest is John Childs. He's an outdoors writer, and last fall, he got to go to New York to a place I'm not familiar with to go fishing, Chautauqua Lake. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Thanks for the invite.
Oh, you betcha. Well, you know, I read this article that you wrote and was very intrigued, and I think of New York, and I think most people think of New York. They think of New York City and all the urban sprawl and the Hudson River. That's not at all the place you were fishing, was it?
No, not at all. In fact, I kind of thought the same thing. When I first got an invite to New York, I'm like, really? I don't know if I want to go to New York to go fishing. What's so magic about that? But actually, so northeast from New York City by quite a stretch, and that's right at the tip of the east side of Lake Erie. And then rented a car, and it was about an hour and 20-minute drive, hour and 15 minutes to Chautauqua County. And it was right in the middle of this beautiful fall colors because it was the first week of October. The drive was gorgeous, and you're just in these rolling mountains in the Northeast. Let me tell you, what a beautiful place, and no urban sprawl. I mean, it's just this fantastic little patchwork of woods and little, you know, small farms. What a beautiful place.
Oh, it sounds fantastic. Now, you were invited to participate with a number of other outdoors riders in a fish camp. And I participated in these myself, but yours looked to be a little bit more comfortable than the ones I was with. You were actually in what, an Airbnb?
Well, yeah, it probably was an Airbnb. I mean, it was just they'd rented a house that had, I think, 5 or 6 bedrooms. And it was right on the shores of Lake Chautauqua. And again, just a gorgeous place, but it was kind of neat because if you notice in the article, I put fish camp in air quotes because, you know, it was anything but a camp. It was pretty posh, I got to admit.
And your host, was it the Chautauqua County Tourism Bureau?
Yes, sir. That's exactly who invited me. And then it was hosted by Forrest Fisher is his pen name, but his actual name is David Barris. Just a prince of a gentleman, and he's the one who hosted it for Chautauqua County Tourism Bureau, and he basically put the whole thing together and had guides lined up and had, like, some local wines there for us, and, of course, we ate the fish we caught, which compared wonderfully with his New York Rieslings. Oh, my gosh, I never knew New York had such great Rieslings.
I had no idea either. Good to know. So let's talk about fishing on Chautauqua Lake. It's a lake I'm not familiar with. Is this a really big body of water?
It's a lot bigger than you think. It's kind of long and narrow. So, you know, it's never more than, I don't know, I'd have to look on a map, but, you know, a mile or two wide. So pretty narrow, but real long. And they're kind of split it up into a north and south end, and the north end has the tendency to be shallower, actually I think it's deeper and weedier, and then the south is like more of a muddy type bottom. But they definitely separated. They call the south end and the north end, and fished both. We fished mostly muskies on the south end, and then came up towards the middle of the lake to the north end to fish walleye. But let me tell you, I've not been on a lot of lakes that had quite so much forage in it. You could just imagine, as I wrote in the article, that those walleye seemed to me like they were probably fat old house cats sitting on the bottom, and it's like, well, it's going to take something pretty big to, like, get my interest going.
So you actually caught a bunch of fish, but not necessarily the fish you were after.
We ended up catching a decent amount of walleye, but, yeah, not as many as you would think on Chautauqua Lake. But we caught all kinds of stuff. I mean, black and white crappie, we caught rock bass, we caught white bass, we caught silver perch. Yeah, I mean, and a bunch of stuff I'm forgetting. It was just crazy. There were fish coming over the gunwale all the time, but there were walleye mixed into it, definitely.
Now, the next place you got to fish, Lake Erie, and I would say that arguably this is the best walleye fishery in North America. Tell us about this trip.
Well, you know, based on what I saw, I'm guessing it probably is. The guys who fished the day before me on Erie had a much better day just because the lake was glass calm. And on the day we fished it, we had a pretty windy day, and so the waves come up pretty good. And it wasn't quite the same fishery, but again, we caught fish all day long. I mean, there was never a shortage of walleye coming over the gunwale. We caught a bunch of big yuppers as well, and we also caught one sheephead, which to me looks, I'm living in Texas now and fish the Gulf Coast a lot, and what they call a sheephead looks to me really like a black drum.
Oh, I saw the picture, and I agree with you completely. It looks just like a black drum.
I know, so, and they said it doesn't eat well. And, you know, down here, I don't know if you've ever eaten a black drum, but you get those small black drums, not the giant ones, the big, you know, mating pairs that you find in the fall or the spring. These are the, like, 4, 5, 6 pound puppy drum, we call them. They are probably some of the best table fare on the Gulf Coast. And so when they said that sheephead's wasn't very good to eat, I'm like, well, I've eaten a lot of fish that look just like that, and they're pretty dang good.
You know, it's funny, the reputation that certain fish get. Sometimes it is definitely undeserved. If our listeners want to plan a trip to this part of New York to go fishing at Chautauqua Lake or Lake Erie, is there a website you'd recommend?
Absolutely. It's tourchautauqua.com. And I'll spell that real fast just because, I mean, my gosh, how are you going to remember that, right? It's Tour, T-O-U-R, Chautauqua, Chautauqua.com. And they have a full website with a 124-page visitor's guidebook. And you could also call the office directly there, and that's 866-908-4569. And people can help you figure out what you want to do. But what a great place to visit.
All right, the website again, tourchautauqua.com. Go fishing at Chautauqua Lake. Go fishing at Lake Erie. Plan a trip this fall. Take in all the colors. I think you're going to love it. John, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks, John.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about in this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at campchef.com. That's campchef.com for a better way to cook outdoors.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. If you're like me, you probably enjoy watching fishing and hunting on TV, but usually you got to pay for it. You got to pay an extra price with your cable subscription. If you don't have a cable subscription, you still have to pay an extra price to watch a lot of these shows. But guess what? I found a channel that is offered for absolutely free, and you can watch it on TV, you can watch it on your phone, you can watch it on your computer. It's called Outdoor Action TV. With us here to tell you more about it is Wade Middleton. He is the president of CARECO that offers Outdoor Action TV. Wade, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Thank you. Appreciate you taking the time to visit with me.
So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about this model? You know, you're not charging for your content. Why is that?
Well, I mean, we air a lot of this content on, you know, national networks and places like that as well. But, you know, the reality is so many people now want to watch content when they want to watch it, you know, 24 hours a day and on whatever platform or whatever means and methods that they like to watch it on. And so when we kind of rolled out Outdoor Action TV to not only support all the programs that we have, but many of the producers and friends that we have in the industry, the goal is to make it where they could share their content, the producer, as they like it and want to, with some of the partners in there, and not make it a paywall, not make people have to pay. You know, all of us have more of those $6 and $10 recurring charges than we probably ever want to admit in the end, because we don't even remember subscribing to it. And we just kind of felt like this is the way we wanted to take it and build our platform. And it's been very successful. We gain viewership and following every day.
Well, I've got a Roku TV, and I watch the Outdoor Action TV channel on the local Now network.
Mm-hmm.
2113, but you can also watch on Sports TV, TCL, Freecast, and you're on all sorts of apps as well, aren't you?
That's true. I mean, you can download it on your phone. Like you said, you can download it through your Roku. You can download it on your computer to watch it however you want to, and that's just the way of consumption, we believe, in the future. And I go back, and this kind of dates to how old I am. When I was a kid growing up, we watched Scooby-Doo on the local channels out of Dallas and Oklahoma City, because I grew up in southern Oklahoma, and you had to watch a commercial. We didn't realize that TV would go all the way back to that model in a lot of senses, and they basically call a lot of those fast channels free ad-supported TV. You don't have to pay for the subscription, but they do make you watch a couple of 30-second commercials on a break, which, you know, is kind of the traditional model that a lot of this has gone back to. And it's been very, like I said, it's been very popular, especially with the cord cutters, you know, that don't want to carry as many channels as they used to, an AT&T package, whatever it may be. Because, I mean, there's been about 50 million people in the United States that no longer buy the big packages the way I traditionally watch TV in my 40s. And now they pick it up this way. And I think you'll continue to see some of that as that model spreads out.
Here's another question for you. Outdoor Action TV, is it just on demand, or are there live shows as well?
Nope, they're live shows. If you are on the Outdoor Action TV app or on the website right now, you'll see a feed that says live. That's a more traditional look, just like you would on ESPN or any other TV channel out there. There's a grid, there's a lineup. At a certain time, certain shows roll out and are, you know, on there. So you can, you know, I turn it on when I'm eating breakfast, and it's whatever we have scheduled. We'll do blocks, like turkey hunting blocks are real big right now. We got a bass fishing block coming up in May. We'll do whitetail hunting in the fall, where you'll have back-to-back-to-back hunting shows that are kind of themed for that time of the year. Or you can go in on demand and pick your favorite hosts that are on their topics, certain shows. Fishing tournaments are a huge and very, very popular asset on there, because people use them to study a lake. They're getting ready to have another tournament on, or they're going to be fishing on, and they can use it for research even.
Oh, no. And I love the fact that you've got a couple of series that you follow. One of them, the National Walleye Tour, which
yes.
I think is fantastic that you cover that. And the Collegiate Bass Fishing Series. I don't know about you. If they would have had bass fishing scholarships when I was in college, I would have been all over that. But it's a thing now.
It is. John, I mean, literally, it's something you probably don't know, but 20 years ago, we threw the very first big college fishing tournament. And at the time, I was a pretty big bass tournament guy my own self. So I kind of got tabbed to go do this with Fox College Sports and some of our partners at Cabela's and Ranger and kind of run it. We threw that first event. We had 42 teams show up from all over the nation. And I didn't know if they were going to go to the bar next door or go to the registration. And all of those kids were fired up to fish. They said, yes, sir, and no, sir, and thank you. And they were emailing us after it was over. It says, greatest, you know, thing they'd ever done. And out of that spawned our Collegiate Bass Fishing Series that we do. We'll celebrate 20 years next season. And I've got goosebumps right now talking about it. I fish and hunt a lot. That really matters. And the people, and you talk about scholarships, college coaches now, I know a bunch of them, they go on recruiting trips and bring kids in just like, you know, Division I football players. It's only going to get bigger. And it is something that is so fun and has really inspired and transitioned a lot of our fishing industry to a positive drought. We've got more 20 to 30 year olds right now in the industry that are fishing competitively or working at companies than I think we've ever had.
Well, I'll tell you what, you have a really diverse lineup and a whole lot of channels too. I've, you know, checked out some streaming channels before and they've just got a handful, but you've got a bunch. You got some quality ones. You got Scott Linden's Upland Nation. He is
yes.
a great host. My good friend Richie Herod, the host of the Northwest Outdoorsman's got a show. You know, you've got these tournament channels that we've talked about. You got some Texas-based channels. I mean, pretty much anything you want to do in the outdoors when it comes to fishing and hunting, you've got it covered, don't you?
Well, we do a lot of business with a lot of those guys and creating another, you know, outlet for them, another place to watch, like Scott. You know, you're mentioning a guy that is, I mean, he's a legend in that area. Some of the best content you can find. We've been fortunate to work with him in the past. And, you know, he really feeds a lot of great content out that way. And we've even talked about doing more.
Well, I hope you do. He's a quality person. He's actually kind of my mentor. He used to host Outdoor Life and Field and Stream Radio. And when he hung that up, I kind of did my best to fill his shoes, you know, in my own
life. That's awesome.
Funny how things work out. All right.
It is.
Let's go ahead and tell folks the website they need to go to find out more about yep. Outdoor Action TV.
Absolutely. OutdoorActionTV.com is an easy place to go get it for all of your on-demand content. You can actually link from there to the live streaming. You can go to the App Store, download the app on your phone if you want to. And like you mentioned, if you just get on your Roku and search Outdoor Action TV, a lot of this stuff is going to pop up that you've mentioned.
All right. The website to go to, again, either OutdoorActionTV.com or OutdoorAction.com. That's what I'm looking at right now is OutdoorAction.com. For Outdoor Action TV, find all the shows that you can watch, find all the ways you can consume it, and turn on that TV or get it on your phone or turn on your computer and start watching the outdoors. It's absolutely free to do so and some really high-quality stuff. Wade, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks, John.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at WorkSharp. And if you are hunting this fall, you know the importance of a sharp knife. You're going to need it for gutting that animal, butchering that animal, taking the hide off that animal, and there's a good chance you have to sharpen it more than once while you're doing these things in the field. That's why a pocket knife sharpener or the guided field sharpener from WorkSharp are great items to have with you. Whether you're after deer, elk, pronghorn, or bear, a sharp knife helps you get things done after you drop that animal. Look for WorkSharp products at sporting goods stores, hardware stores, and ranch and home stores near you, or online at WorkSharpTools.com. That's WorkSharpTools.com.
I'm Anthony Imperato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families now more than ever. Henry has over 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from. Made in America or not made at all. And backed by a lifetime guarantee. Order a free catalog, decals, and a list of Henry dealers in your area. Go to henryusa.com or call 1-800-958-4993. Thank you and God bless America.
John Cruz here, looking to improve your bottom line as a business that caters to outdoors enthusiasts? You can do so for a very cost-effective price by advertising on America Outdoors Radio. I will tailor a marketing campaign for you, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners every weekend tuning into our show on 135 stations in 33 states. We've got a sponsor opening right now, so contact me through my website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com and let's talk about helping.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone! Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Redding on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Tom Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Redding Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Our next stop is the cowboy state of Wyoming because they have just finished a study there about hooking mortality when it comes to trout. And this is something I've always been interested in because mortality rates when it comes to fisheries often determine, well, the length of seasons, how many fish you can catch, that sort of thing. So it's actually really important to know how lethal your hooking is of a trout and bringing it in. With us here to tell you more about it is Matt Hahn with Wyoming Game and Fish. He's a fisheries biologist there. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, John. Good to be here.
So tell me about this study. Where was it conducted, and how did your biologist go about doing it?
We are located here on the North Platte drainage in central Wyoming, and in the region that we manage here out of Casper, we have four really popular tailwater stretches of the North Platte River. So a lot of people have heard of the Miracle Mile. You know, that's kind of a world famous fishery. And the Gray Reef Reach is another really famous fishery. Then we also have a short tailwater reach called the Cardwell or Fremont Canyon Reach. And then another really short reach that's kind of colloquially referred to as the After Bay.
All right, so that's where it was done. How did your biologists or creel checkers actually conduct the survey?
Yeah, so we've been noticing for probably the last 5 or 6 years that the number of hooking injuries, like really obvious injuries to fish when we're doing our standard population estimates, had kind of been swinging up, kind of a slow, steady increase in the number of fish that we were seeing with real visible injuries. So several years ago, we decided to come up with a method to really quantify what we were seeing in those fish. And so Jeff Glade, one of the fisheries biologists here, developed kind of a standard classification system to assign a severity ranking to each fish as we're sampling them. And we were collecting data during our usual kind of every other year we do a population estimate on some of these reaches. And so we applied this data or this index to these fish as we were collecting them. And we started to notice some real patterns in injuries. And then in subsequent years, we went in and sort of filled in the gaps in between. So like on the Gray Reef Reach, for instance, there's about 96 miles of river that's classified as blue ribbon water from Gray Reef Dam downstream to the town of Glen Rock. And our standard sites are spaced about 30 miles apart. So we went back in and kind of filled in some of those gaps to look at what's this pattern kind of as you go down the river continuum. So the fish were captured with electrofishing and then had the index to injury severity applied to each fish. So in total, we looked at almost 6,400 individual trout, mostly rainbow trout, but there were some browns and cutthroats mixed in as well.
So I know that different methods to take inflict different types of injury and more severe injury. For example, if you're using power bait and you catch and release a fish, you're more likely to kill it than you are using a dry fly with a single barbed or barbless hook. Did you account for that, or did you just take a look at these fish were hooked and they survived or didn't survive?
Well, we weren't looking at mortality per se. What we were looking at is injury. So obviously there's acute mortality involved in any catch and release fishery. Just because you release a fish doesn't necessarily mean it's going to survive. And there's a whole list of things you can do to improve the survival rate of that. But this was simply looking at injury rates and then correlating the severity of that injury to a body condition index to see what the physiological consequence of some of these injuries is. And so it's really hard to measure post-release mortality in fish. You know, it's just really hard. Anything you do to retain that fish to see if it succumbs to being caught, you know, that treatment in and of itself can contribute to mortality. So we didn't try to tackle that question. What more we looked at, what's the severity of injury and are there possible physiological consequences to these increased injuries? And there was, I guess the short answer is, yeah, there was. You were able to tell that a fish that was more severely injured was in poorer body condition. And, you know, that fish may ultimately succumb to that injury. It may take a week, it may take a month, it may take a year. There's also sublethal effects involved as well. For instance, reduced fecundity, spawning success, things like that to some of these injured fish. So really what we were interested in is the sublethal effects. And can this relate back to what we've been seeing recently with some reduced recruitment success and things, some other indicators we're seeing in the population that kind of tells us we might have a bit of an issue here.
So what are some of the things you learned from this study?
So what we learned is that it's not surprising, but that the percentage of injured fish in a population tracks really closely with what we know fishing pressure does. So some of these areas have a lot higher fishing pressure than other areas, and those areas had the highest incidence of hooking injury. And as you move down the river farther and farther, where pressure really tapers off, the amount of injuries really tapered off as well. So that's one thing. We didn't look into the mechanisms causing injury other than we just know this is a hooking injury, right? So there's no way for us to tell if that was due to a treble hook, if that was due to bait, if that was due to fly. But the one thing we do know from doing creel surveys is that the vast majority of the use on the river is fly fishing. There's very little lure use. There's very little bait use. And then the other thing is a lot of the lure and bait fishermen down in the lower reaches where we don't have special regulations tend to be the guys that are harvesting fish, right? So if a fish is caught on a treble hook and it injures the fish, from this standpoint, it doesn't matter because the fish is probably getting harvested.
Right.
So that doesn't really play into it. So mostly what we're talking about is, you know, 99%+ of the use in these areas with high injury is all fly fishing use. Very, very little lure use. And in a lot of these reaches, you're not allowed to use bait at all.
Did you have a percentage of fish that were severely injured by fly fishermen? Or I should say just in general?
Yeah, so total injury, the highest we measured, which was in the little short reach we call the After Bay, was almost 90%. So it was 87.9% of those fish had injury related to being caught and released. And if you just look at what we classified as severe or massive injury, meaning, you know, these are pretty significant injuries and they definitely impact the fish's ability to feed, reproduce, just go on doing what they're doing, it was the highest we measured was about 24%, and that was at the Miracle Mile reach. And so in the Miracle Mile, you've got about 75% of the fish show obvious signs of hooking injury, and 23% of the fish are classified as severe or massive injury. So it's pretty darn high, really.
Well, a few tips on safely catching and releasing fish is, number one, you know, keep them in the water, get them in fast, release them fast. You know, that you've heard the old phrase, CPR, catch, photo, and release. You know, it's all about making the experience the least stressful you can for that fish. And if it's really hot out, you know, don't go fishing for these fish. There's something called hoot owl restrictions that occur during the summer when the water temps get high, because just playing that fish can actually kill it. So keep all that in mind and catch and release your fish safely. Consider the use of barbless hooks. That helps as well. And have fun fishing, but realize you are making an impact on these heavily pressured areas. Anything else you would like to add, Matt?
No, I think, you know, like what you just said, you know, we're really kind of pushing people to think about, you know, if you're catching and releasing fish, think about how you're doing it. Use barbless flies, scale your hook sizes down if possible. If you're fishing with lures, consider using a single point barbless hook. All these things can really be important for minimizing injury. And then obviously the common sense stuff comes into play with the heat, you know, if it's water's warm, and kind of consider how you're fishing the river. If you're floating in a boat, you know, spread your use out over long reach. Don't camp on one hole and catch as many fish out of that hole as possible before moving on. You know, it's all kind of boils down to a volume thing. You know, the more fish that are caught, the more likely there's injury. And so when we get this concentrated pressure in short reach as a river, I think is really exacerbating this issue.
I completely agree. So catch and release, folks, it's a great thing to do, especially when it comes to trout in these wonderful places like we have in Wyoming. But you got to be smart about how you do it so you don't impact the fishery itself. Matt, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Yeah, thanks, John. It was good talking to you.
Explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display, or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
Immerse yourself in a complete Alaska wilderness experience through Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Up to six of you will spend a week in a beautiful waterfront log home in a secluded cove. Every day is a new adventure. Go on a guided fishing trip or haul in a bounty of shrimp and crab. Visit a Native American village where totem poles are carved. Go on a whale or bear watching trip and return back to your very own place at the end of the day. Find out more about the Alaska Wilderness Experience at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com.
We love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life in the world. With all that we do from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstances, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the darkest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference. That's huntofalifetime.org.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. Our next stop is Pennsylvania. That's where we get to talk to Joe Cermelli. He is the fishing editor for Outdoor Life, and he just penned an article about fishing for pike, that toothy and in some cases very big species of predatory fish that are all sorts of fun to catch. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me again, John. It's good to be here.
Tell me a little bit about your love for pike fishing.
So it's funny, and it starts like this. I am extremely cursed with muskie fishing. This is a known thing with my friends and listeners of my podcast. I'm just terrible at muskie fishing, though I have traveled a bunch for them. I'm also a huge proponent of the underdog chain pickerel, where I grew up in New Jersey. You know, if you wanted esox, you wanted toothy fish, they were the most prevalent, and I don't think those fish get enough respect. But pike are sort of the happy medium, right? They grow a lot bigger than pickerel, but they're a lot less pee, at least to my eye and in my experience, than muskies. So they are my favorite esox for that reason. You know, that it just muskies, I feel like they eat once a month or that, and, you know, a big pike might eat once a day. So I've always just had a love for those.
Well, I don't blame you at all. I mean, one of the most memorable fishing trips of my life was up in the Northwest Territories. We were staying at a little lodge that was on a chain of lakes, and we hit it perfect. It was right at ice out, something that you mentioned in your article is a great time to fish. And you couldn't keep the pike off the hook. We were catching them like 36 to 40 inches every day. It was just an amazing trip.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, John, because, you know, in my career, I've been blessed to travel far and wide to fish. So people routinely ask me, like, well, where's your favorite place? What's the best trip you've ever been on? And it was to Cree River Lodge in northern Saskatchewan many years ago. And it sort of blows to mind that it's like, pike? Really? A pike trip of all the places you've been? But similarly, it was so good that if you got a 30 to 40 incher on the line, you were hoping it shook off because that wasn't that big of a deal. So, well, one of the most amazing things I've ever done was that trip.
So let's talk a little bit about some pike fishing advice. And I guess we need to start with the leader. Monofilament leader, not such a good idea.
Sure, yeah. That is sort of the one constant with pike, you know, barring certain things, like if you're throwing really big, hard lures that would be impossible for the pike to swallow, maybe you can skip it. But for the most part, you can't. And whether you're fly fishing or bait fishing or throwing lures, you do have to put some kind of bite leader on there. And conversely, this is why pike and pickerel, for that matter, too, are such a scourge to so many fishermen, bass guys in particular, because if you're not trying to catch them and you're targeting bass in water that they cohabitate with, you will lose a lot of lures. I mean, their teeth are razor sharp. They can open their mouth very wide and inhale anything. And if it gets in those back teeth, which are like razor blades and scissors, you're cut. So no matter how you're doing it, where you're doing it, or what size the pike are, yes, you need some kind of bite leader.
Let's talk about lures. You know, when I went to the Northwest Territories, we were throwing like big daredevil spoons and the classic five of diamonds.
Five of diamonds, yep.
Yes, those big spoons, they work. But there's other lures you can use too and other offerings too, isn't there?
Sure, there's tons. And I think, and you know, it's funny because I'm sure there are some trophy pike hunters out there in the world who would disagree with this. But another thing that I love about them is they just feel to me, a bit less finicky than muskies, and especially when you're talking about somewhere that's not highly pressured. So yes, like where you and I have gone to far northern Canada, that's one thing. But even if you find those in waters in the lower 48 where they're not overly pounded on, pike are just not that picky. There's really no category of lure that won't take a pike. You know, they respond to vibration and flash, and they're aggressive feeders. They're often triggered, whether they're actively hunting or not. If something gets in front of their face that's a meal, bang, they go. And then conversely, what I always thought was cool about them is in the colder months, you know, if you live somewhere where maybe you have late ice or no ice, you can also go pike fishing in the style of catfishing. They will sort of slow down a little bit, and they'll take a chunk bait, you know, a piece of sucker or bluegill where that's legal, or a shiner right off the bottom. So they kind of run the gamut in terms of what they'll eat.
Something that stood out in your article for me was the use of topwater lures in the spring and summer. Now, I associate topwater lures with bass, never thought of using them for pike before.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and, you know, it has to be right. They're not necessarily the go-to year-round. And what I wrote in that article, which I think holds up, is that is extremely exhilarating, but you're sort of filling numbers to get that you want. Like, I personally have not been in a scenario, even up in Canada, where, you know, topwater is the thing. You're going to get the most strikes within a given day on topwater, but it's so violent and so fun that for me, especially in a place like that where there's a lot of pike, and just get the satisfaction of those few hits. And what I think is so unique about them, you know, and it certainly isn't all the time, but bass, as an example, sometimes it's an explosive hit out of nowhere. You don't see it coming. But with so many different kinds of fish, they'll give themselves away on a topwater. You'll see it ripple, you'll see the fish flash, or you sort of know it's coming. And anglers have a tendency to always be looking behind their lure, or, you know, expecting a fish to come in behind a topwater or up from underneath. Pike do this thing, you know, called T-boning, and they do this with subsurface lures too, where they hit sideways. So, man, you'll be working a topwater, whether it's a popper or a prop bait or a spook or whatever it may be, and just from left or right, out of nowhere, across it, just wham, and you have no idea that it's coming. And I think I wrote they ambush sort of similarly to like a barracuda or a wahoo. They'll do the same thing in saltwater where they T-bone a lure, and just it is a ripper of a hit when it happens.
Oh, I'm definitely going topwater the next time I go pike fishing this year. One other thing that you mentioned in the article, hook sharpness. That's something that makes sense, but I'd never thought of before.
Sure. Hook sharpness, you know, in my opinion, in general, across all fisheries, I don't care what you're doing, it's just a very overlooked thing these days. You know, it's something that I don't think enough anglers pay attention to. And it's extremely important, I think, when you're dealing with fish like pike or muskies or, you know, I do some snakehead fishing, anything with a hard mouth. So pike have this elongated mouth and it opens wide. But if you look at the structure of their mouth compared to a bass or a trout, there's not quite as much soft tissue in their actual elongated mouth. It's a lot of bone. It's a lot of jawbone and teeth. So your hook has a little less room to grab, like a little less room for purchase. So, I mean, you talk to any muskie guy, any dedicated muskie guy, that guy is sharpening his hooks constantly. I mean, if you bump a log for a second or get hung up for a second or catch a fish, they are constantly checking those hooks, both the point and the cutting angle. And pike in particular is one of those things where I really think that matters, because if you're using dull hooks, I've seen it in fly fishing, I've seen it in lure fishing, you know, you get a good stick on a pike and you think you're tight and that sucker opens his mouth or shakes and the hook pops right out. So while I think it's important, you know, everywhere, I think it's especially important when targeting pike.
We are out of time, but folks, if you want to learn more about some pike fishing tips and advice, just go to outdoorlife.com and take a gander at Joe Cermelli's article on this subject. Definitely a good read. As a matter of fact, there's all sorts of great stories at outdoorlife.com. So head on over there, read about pike, read about other issues when it comes to fishing and hunting. You're going to enjoy the next few minutes if you do. Joe, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Anytime, John. I hope you get that big pike on a topwater this season.
Me too. A quick reminder for you about our podcast, our new one that is airing on YouTube exclusively on the Cove Sportsman's Network. That is the site for Sportsman's Cove Lodge, and they are airing the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio every week. And this includes 13 minutes of extra content that you're not hearing unless you're tuning in to Seattle Sports Radio 93.3 KJR. And the content is all about the Pacific Northwest. So it's both a national show and a regional show. It's a hybrid, so to speak. It's definitely worth a listen. Again, look for America Outdoors Radio on the Cove Sportsman's Network on YouTube. Before we go today, we've got another story for you from Outdoor Life. It takes place in Minnesota near a rural area north of Deer River. Now, about 6 weeks ago, local residents were jolted by the sound of explosions in the Bowstring State Forest. Who set off these explosives? None other than the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. They were destroying two deer stands that had been there for a decade, big ones, enclosed, built illegally, and they tried to get a hold of the owner, had no success in having any conversations with them to tear them down, so they used dynamite to blow up the two tree stands. And I'll tell you what, it definitely worked looking at the photos at Outdoor Life. However, a criticism, and a rightful one, that the residents have is that DNR didn't clean up the mess. They just left everything there, to include the debt cord used to light off the dynamite. So on the one hand, very innovative way to solve a problem, which the Minnesota DNR definitely did, but not so good on the follow-up. And on that note, it is time to go. But here's hoping that you are blessed in the days ahead, that you're healthy, and that you get to enjoy some of the great spring weather we've been seeing across much of the United States. After all, it is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And cool April nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, Don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. It is turning into an extremely violent weekend. A number of rough weather spots, especially in mid-America.
A tornado plowed through suburban Omaha, Nebraska, demolishing homes and businesses as it moved for miles through farmland and into subdivisions Friday. Matthew Taylor and Paul Wright capturing it on video while Pat and Kim Woods watched.
We watched it touch down about 200 yards over there, and then we went to the kit shelter. And we came, but we could hear it going through. When we came back up, our fence was gone. We looked over to the northwest, and the whole neighborhood's gone.
The whole neighborhood just to the northwest. North of us is pretty flattened.
More tornadoes are in the forecast, according to the National Weather Service, across parts of Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas.
Also at townhall.com, talks underway now about getting President Biden on Ohio's November ballot.
Ohio's ballot deadline is August 7, and that's proving to be a problem for Joe Biden because the Democratic National Convention, where he'll be formally nominated, doesn't take place until later in the month. Negotiations are now underway between both of Ohio's legislative chambers and both political parties about how to address the issue. It likely will require a vote by state lawmakers to adjust the ballot deadline. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The owner of a Detroit business that caught fire and exploded, killing one person, has now been arrested at a New York airport as he was preparing to go to Hong Kong with a one-way ticket. Authorities say 31-year-old Noor Noel Casto has been taken back to Michigan and is facing an involuntary manslaughter charge. That fire and explosion occurred in Clinton Township in a building housing a distributor for the vaping industry called Goo. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Express has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. the fashion retailer seeking to sell the majority of its stores. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
Columbus, Ohio-based Express is also the parent of Bon Bons and Upwest Brands. It said it planned to close 95 of its Express stores and all its Upwest stores. Express also said it received a non-binding letter of intent from a group led by WHP Global to potentially purchase the majority of its stores and operations.
Well, the government's auto safety agency investigating whether last year's recall of Tesla's autopilot driving system did enough to make sure drivers pay attention to the road. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says Tesla reporting 20 more accidents involving autopilot since the recall. That involved more than 2 million vehicles nationwide. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. New nutrition standards for school meals.
The standards will limit added sugars for the first time. The Department of Agriculture issued final rules for the program that serves breakfast to more than 15 million students and lunch to nearly 30 million children every year. Limits on added sugars in foods such as cereal, yogurt, and flavored milk will start in 2025. By 2027, added sugars will be limited to no more than 10% of total calories per week in the school meals. The new rule also trims sodium in kids' meals. John Scott reporting.
Teachers and staff members in Tennessee will be allowed to carry concealed handguns on public school grounds under legislation signed into law by Governor Bill Lee. Now, parents and other teachers will be barred from knowing exactly who is armed at their schools. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Pet Show. Is your Weimaraner acting a little weird? Does your feral kitten seem a bit too fearful? Are you totally being conned by your 6-pound chihuahua? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to really understand your dog or your cat's behavior as well as they understand yours, if you're a bit confused about their behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and, of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because, yes, it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the Ever-Growing Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dog is chewing, jumping, barking, digging, not coming when you call him, hates other dogs, you can't walk him, your cat peed on your bed, scratched your favorite chair, wakes you up in the middle of the night, you get the idea. That's what this show is all about, helping you resolve any issues you may be having with your pets, or more than likely, any issues your pets may be having with you. As always, plenty of time to answer all of your pet and animal questions. And if you just happen to be a new listener to the Pet Show, well, welcome. But more importantly, just a reminder that everyone that calls into the show and actually gets to talk to me live on the air will get an absolutely fabulous gift for their dog or cat. I'm not giving away biscuits here, folks. Some of the items I give away here on the Pet Show are worth as much as $35, $45, even $50. So if you have a question or a comment, want to share a great story about your dog or cat, or just want to find out why they're doing what they do, great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of pretty amazing stuff to give away. Again, 877-725-8255, the way to get through. Let me tell you guys what I have planned for today's show. However, if you're a regular listener to the show, you know that I never get through all of my topics because your questions, your comments, your stories are always my priority. But here are some of the topics I'd like to talk about on today's show, if we have time. If you happen to live with an anxious or fearful dog, you know how you want to help the dog gain confidence and improve their self-esteem. There are basically two ways to accomplish this. My thoughts and resolutions coming up. And bless you guys, so many of my listeners have adopted or rescued their dogs from the streets or the shelters, whatever, and their dogs may be a little fearful or anxious when they get them. I will tell you how to resolve that, build up their confidence, and make them feel as good as they possibly can. Now, here's a word you probably never heard. Allelomimetic. You ready? I practice all week saying that. Allelomimetic. It's a big word, an important one for anyone that lives with a dog or cat. You know, I've been working with animals for well over 45 years. I've trained on every continent. And sometimes the best trainer or the best behaviorist comes with a tail and four legs. What is that all about? I'll share some of my thoughts on this coming up a little bit later. But sometimes, as I said, the best trainer, the best behaviorist, I hate to admit it, comes with a tail and four legs. Also coming up on today's show, did you know that nearly half of American pet guardians are a bit hesitant to vaccinate their pets? So the question came up, to vaccinate or not to vaccinate? That is the question. Also coming up, have you noticed that your dog or cat is walking a little slower? Maybe the steps aren't the way they used to be? Well, it could be more than what you think. It's not just a matter of aging physically. It could be an indication that your dog or cat is showing signs of dementia. So if they're walking a little slower than normal, we'll talk about that as well. As always, guys, plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of amazing stuff to give away. So if your pet happens to be jumping, chewing, scratching, maybe that rescue kitten is confused about the litter box, maybe that puppy's not housebroken, your dog doesn't get along with other dogs, you try to take your dog for a walk, sees another dog and he turns into Cujo, or your dog just believes that anything he sees, he's obligated to hump, give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. The question of the day, you get a, call me up, you'll still get a question. If you answer it, I'll still send you a super gift. Does your dog or cat know when you're not feeling well? Not just physically, but emotionally. Let's say you came home, you had an argument with the boss, and things aren't going right, and just you're a little crazed. Does your dog or your cat know when you're not feeling well, whether it be physically or whether it be emotionally? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. Again, that phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Does your dog know or your cat know when you're not feeling well? Now, many of you may not realize this, and I don't talk about it that often, but this coming Monday will be the 22nd year since the attacks on 9/11. Right after the attacks on 9/11, I was called into New York City by the NYPD canine unit because of my expertise and to help them out a little bit. Now, I live in Southern California. There were no planes flying. I'll tell you the story later on, 22 years, maybe bring some tears to my eyes, but I'll share my time at Ground Zero with you guys and how I feel now about it as well. Phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. If you have questions or comments, just like to share a great story about a dog or cat. Now, I say this every week, and this is important to me. So if you've recently rescued a dog, rescued a cat, whether it be from a shelter, off the streets, makes no difference to me. I'd love to hear from you and the relationship you've established with that rescued pet, because your call to me may be exactly what it takes to prompt some other listener to say, you know what, maybe it's time I go to the shelter or rescue and save a dog or cat at the same time. So if you've recently rescued a dog or a cat, give me a call. As I said, I will send you guys a super gift for your pet. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Got an interesting call on my Los Angeles show just before I got on with you guys. Guy called up with a rescued greyhound. I mean, it sounds funny, but I had to explain to him why. He was confused because his greyhound absolutely adored when the guy stuck his finger in the dog's ear. How he found that out, I didn't ask. But the bottom line is there was a reason for that. It was kind of like I had to explain to him that from the dog's point of view, sticking his finger in the dog's ear was kind of a comfort zone because that's how dogs react to each other. And it was a greyhound, so it had been abused in the past. And it was an interesting, just a real interesting question. We answer whatever questions you may have, 877-725-8255. And as I said, having been at Ground Zero right after the attacks, I'm going to share some of my personal story with you and something that a lot of people are unaware of. You know, we know that almost 3,000 people died at Ground Zero, but did you know that since that time, more than 3,000 first responders have died? More people have died from cancer and other effects of being there than actually died on the day of the attack. So we're going to talk about that, something none of us could ever forget. 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. As I said, plenty of time for your calls, lots of great stuff to give away as well. You know what? Let me do this. I got to take a break, so let me take a break right now. Debbie, we'll get to you right coming up next. We got Marie calling from Florida. We'll get to all your calls, whatever the question may be. Plenty of time for your calls, lots of great stuff to give away as well. But I'm real interested whether I'm crazy or I, that's not the question, maybe that should be the question, is that do you believe like I do, having spent many years in the military and all around the world as I did, do you believe like I do that your dogs and your cats know when you're not feeling well, either physically or psychologically, and they come to your aid at that point? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me take a quick break, then we'll get to all of your phone calls, I promise. You know, I talk about this organization almost every week. People are always asking me, Warren, what organization really deserves my dollars when it comes to helping as many animals as possible? So please listen to me carefully. If you were absolutely positive that with every single dollar you donated, you can actually change the destiny of dogs and cats that were deserted in the wild, thrown out of cars, beaten, abused, just tossed out. Isn't that a legacy worth leaving behind? Of course it is. For over 43 years, Leo Grillo, a good friend, and Delta Rescue would never be able to do the absolutely incredible work they do every single day without you. And bless you guys, you, my listeners, and your generous support. From saving lives, and I want you to listen to my next wording here, from saving lives, Delta actually provides lifetime medical care. Do you hear me? Lifetime medical care for over 1,500 dogs and cats. Delta is the group that deserves your dollars. That's why I personally decided to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. And here's why. A bequest to Delta Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals right now, avoid fundraising costs, and provide some tax benefits for you. By the way, Delta Rescue is a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com, and they prove every single day that your donation dollars are doing what they should be doing, going directly to help the animals. But I get it. Times are tough, even if you're not ready to make long-range plans. Every single donation, big, small, medium, I don't care, every donation is an absolutely great chance to keep more than 1,500 dogs, cats, and horses not just healthy, not just half happy, not just safe, but actually loved for the first time in their life. That's important to me. I urge you to go to their website, DeltaRescue.org. I want you to read the individual stories of how these throwaway pets were rescued. And then I want you to ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate plan like I did, or to make a donation. Log on to DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Or you can text them. Text DOGS to 801-801. That's DOGS to 801-801. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Over 30 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplement for both your dogs and cats to control your dog and cat's shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs, while improving your pet's immune system with both pre- and probiotics. Hear what one caller says about Hugs and Kisses.
Your Hugs and Kisses, I have told all my friends about it. For years, I have been giving him those Hugs and Kisses, and then you changed it a little bit and made it even better. Honest to God, he'll eat it like a treat, and then I crumble it up on his food. You know, I feed him twice a day, and he just loves it.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 30-year track record. Order today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or ThePetShow.com, or call us at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. You got a question or a comment about your dog or cat. I'm sure if they had a thumb, they'd be asking questions about living with people. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. How about we start out with Debbie? Hey, Debbie, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. Nice to talk to you. I learned so much from you. And
you know, people always, my listeners always say, Warren, I learned so much. I got to tell you, I think I learned more from my listeners than they learned from me. You guys are absolutely amazing. Anyway, Debbie, in beautiful Los Angeles, California, how can I help you today?
Did you ask a question?
Yeah, what's your question for me?
My little boy here, my little Skid Row rescue dog, Shadrach, he's going to be 7, and I told you before, he's a licky-loo on his paws. Right now, he's been laying it with me for, I don't know how long, but he's not licking his feet. He took a little couple licks, so I'm wondering if it is a calming thing, like you say, but you asked the other lady in the L.A., on the L.A. 870 station, what her dog's feet smell like. His feet smell like grass because we were outside earlier.
Well, smelling like grass would be normal, but you know, when you have a dog's feet and they start smelling a little like popcorn, sometimes that's indicative of a yeast infection or other type of problems. So it's always a good idea when you have a dog that's licking their feet constantly to try to figure out what's causing it. In many cases, it's just boredom. In some cases, it starts with a little sore, and they just keep licking it till it becomes compulsive. So there's many different reasons, but it's important to understand the concept that when a dog is licking their paw constantly, in some cases, depending on the breed of dog, like Chihuahuas, Mini Pins, they're more apt to calm themselves down by licking their paws a lot. Also, if they came from situations they were separated from their litter too young, they would lick their paws more often as a way of calming themselves down as well.
That's very possible. Well, he was born on Skid Row and lived there in, you know, poverty and tents and on the streets.
Yeah, that's
for
a great.
First
by
year
the way,
and
downtown
half.
Downtown Dog Rescue is an amazing group doing so much great work on Skid Row.
I don't really go out there very often. I don't really go out. I just, someone kept insisting I take him, and my dog had died, my husband had died, my dad had died, and I usually, right away, within a week, I'm at the pounds looking for another rescue dog, but I just couldn't do it because I was in a motorcycle accident. And.
But now you have your best, now you have your
I
best
I have my
buddy.
Boy, and he's
so
the
So what's
best.
Your question? So what's your question?
He is calming. Well, just about his feet, but also he has chronic ear problems. It sounds like I'm paying you to, or you're paying me to be, whatever. But he has chronic ear problems. I tell the groomer, I don't take him very often, but I say, please don't wet his ears. So they say, we'll put a cotton ball. Then months out later, chronic fighting this ear infection.
Let me go over a couple of things for you. First of all, I hope you've had the ears checked by your veterinarian.
I did. I have.
Okay.
But I mean,
okay, so here's what I do. I have one of my dogs that's had chronic ear problems as well. There's a product on the market. It's not a sponsor, but I'm just recommending it. It's called Zymox, Z-Y-M-O-X. It's available on Amazon, Z-Y-M-O-X. Now, there's two different ones. One is an ear cleanser, which I use to clean my dog's ears on a regular basis. And the other one, when I notice him really pawing at his ear, one is also by Zymox. It's optic enzymatic solution, which has hydrocortisone, which will alleviate the pain. So my first recommendation is to make sure you've checked with the vet to make sure you know what you're doing. But again, over the counter, you can buy Zymox, Z-Y-M-O-X, available, and one's a cleanser and one's to treat the actual problem. So that would be my recommendation for you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
I wish I could send you some of that, Debbie, but I don't have any of that to send, so I'm going to send you something instead. I'm trying to think what I want to send you. You know what? How old did you say your dog was?
He's going to be 7.
Oh, he's a baby. I'm going to put you on, Debbie, I'm putting you on hold. I'm putting you on hold, and I'm sending you a jar of my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement feet. You know, it sounds a little eccentric to some people, but I go around smelling dogs' feet. That's just me. And very often, if it smells like popcorn, it could be indication of yeast. You also got to know if the dog's licking the bottom of his feet or the dog's licking the top of his feet. That can make all the difference in the world. Hey, great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. If you're new to the show, I got lots of great stuff to give away. You just heard me give away some of my own hugs and kisses, vitamin mineral supplements. I also got Lucy pet food to give away for those cat people out there. I got kitty lickies, copies of my best-selling books, either my dog behavior book or cat behavior book. I got those little air horns that anyone who walks their dog should carry, one of those little air horns I had made up. If they're approached by a coyote, a wild dog, or even a wild person, I got those t-shirts that say none of my friends walk upright, all natural flea spray. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of incredible stuff to give away. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. A quick break. When we come back, we got Marie in Florida, Bill in Connecticut, Jack in Florida. We'll get to all your calls right after this. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is the Pet Show.
Looking for the eagles, looking high and low. Highest for the eagles, lowest where the beagles go. Oh, riding on a bus of bubble to wherever there's some trouble, that's where the beagles go.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
You know about Apple's iPhone and Samsung's Galaxy, maybe the Google Pixel device, but there's a new smartphone making waves. It's the OnePlus 12, and as Marcel Campos fills us in, this smartphone has many fantastic features.
You're going to have all features you can find on flagship devices. You're going to have three cameras, telephoto cameras with 64 megapixel, main cameras with Sony sensor with 50 megapixel. We're going to have a screen that is like 2K resolution, up to 16 gigabyte of RAM, in fact, a lot of storage. But I think those products, they stand out by battery performance. We're still the fastest charging speeds by wired devices with like 80 watt charging speed, which is a lot. Our competitors, the best they can do right now is 45.
And its wireless charging is actually faster than its competitors' wired charging. Check it out at OnePlus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number, call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474, for your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite. Satellite and internet. Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite 241-3474.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest. price for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Three cool cats. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. I got a question or comment about your dog or cat. They're jumping, they're humping, they're digging, they're scratching. Everyone that does call, by the way, and gets to talk to me live on the air, we'll get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Also, though, this is the question of the day, and I'd love to hear from you guys as well. Now, I honestly believe that dogs and cats know when their guardians are not feeling well, physically or mentally. But my question to you is, am I crazy or do you agree with me? So the question is, does your dog or cat know when they're feeling well, physically or emotionally, had an argument at the office, you didn't get along with your boss, you're just not feeling yourself, got a cold, a flu, whatever. Do you believe that dogs can tell and cats can tell when you're not feeling well, physically or emotionally? Give me a call. If we talk, I'll send you a great gift. That phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Now, just before I get back to the phone lines here, just before that, it's kind of interesting that there was a recent study, and the recent study said that male cats, especially orange cats, which, by the way, are mostly male, orange cats and male cats in general are slightly friendlier than female cats. I never found that. I found what you do is what you get. So I'm asking you guys, my cat guardians out there, male cat, female cat, do you think male cats are friendlier than female cats, or is this just some study that was done by some psychiatrist somewhere? This was according to Psychology Today. They said male cats are said to be friendlier than female cats. I'd love to hear from you guys as well. Send you a great gift if you get through. Got lots of great stuff for cats. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Let's go to Marie in Florida. Hey, Marie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
It's my pleasure. What's up?
Well, I have this male neutered declawed kitty, and I adopted him about a year ago.
And so he was declawed. He was declawed, Marie. He was declawed when you adopted
yes,
him.
He was 7 years old.
Let me just give you my brief feeling on declawing. Not that I take a strong stance on it. However, I believe that declawing a cat should be totally illegal in this country. It's illegal in England. It's illegal in Germany. It's illegal in South Africa. It's illegal in some states and cities across the country. It should be illegal. Now, I'm looking at my computer screen. You're telling me you have an 8-year-old adopted cat that's not playful but will bite your ankles. First of all, the reason a cat bites ankles is because it's a perfect target, the perfect size, and cats have a tremendous prey drive. So the ankle is perfect for the cat to bite. But on top of that, you said to me the cat is not very friendly. So that indicates to me that the cat never received socialization. The fact that he's declawed, when a cat is declawed, they're much more apt to use their mouth. So it just makes perfect sense to me that he's biting at your ankles, where another cat might be swatting at your ankles when you're walking by. A cat that's being declawed might be more apt to bite. Now, how do you tell if it's a playful bite, or how do you tell if it's an aggressive bite? Well, if the mouth is half open, usually it's playful. If the mouth is open fully wide, that's indicative that it might be aggressive. However, over the years, having worked with as many thousands of cats as I've worked with, the only ones that usually have this type of behavior is ones that have been declawed based on the fact that their only method of defense is their mouth. So that's great for me to know, great for you to know. How do you stop it now? You need to leave a cat wanting. What you need to do is whenever you go past the cat, tap him on the head once, just pet him on the head, and walk away. Don't try to be overly friendly with the cat at this point. Leave him wanting so he wants more positive attention from you. So every time you walk by him, just a pat on the head. Here's what this cat needs. This cat needs to build up his confidence and his self-esteem. And the way to do that is to make his life more positive. But again, what he's doing is survival. He has no claws, so therefore he's using his mouth. And when he goes to bite your ankles, I'm sure it hurts. So you're saying, no, no, stop it. You're making me... And basically what you're doing is just encouraging the cat to be more aggressive by yelling at him at that point, because he has no other way of defending himself. And obviously he was either abused or never had the opportunity to be a normal cat because they took his claws away. So the best way is little by little to build up his confidence again. Even though he's declawed, make sure he has opportunity to play with a lot of different things. I talk about this every week, but I want cardboard boxes all over the house. Be creative. Put one on top of the other. Make a little duplex for him. Paper bags all over. Grow some organic catnip. Cats are nomadic by nature. The more distraction we give him in your home, the less apt he is to go after your ankles. Because if you try to yell at him or correct him for that, and I've heard people say squirt water, that's all nonsense. What you want to do is distract the cat by giving him plenty of things to do other than going after your ankles. And don't overreact when he does. Just kind of walk away and go into another room, and he'll learn that he's not getting any attention for it. That's the way to resolve it, Marie.
Well, yeah, I've got all that here. I got all the toys and the boxes and all.
Marie, listen to me. Okay, this is very, very important. A box is a box is a box. Boxes are free. You can go to the supermarket every day and get free boxes. Every box smells different. One smells like chicken, one smells like meat, one smells like lettuce, one smells like grapes. So I want you to bring in new boxes every day so there's always something different in the house. I want you to grow organic catnip in the house. I want to distract the cat from you, let him build up his confidence around all these new things in the house. Then little by little, you can reestablish that relationship where he's no longer biting on your ankles and he wants to be playful. This cat was abused. Sometimes abuse doesn't come physically. It comes by being ignored or not being socialized properly. And I believe that's exactly what took place with your cat, Marie. So listen, here's what I'm going to do. Don't go anywhere. Let me put you on hold. I'm actually going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. And I know it wasn't you that declawed the cat, Marie, so I'm not blaming you. But people, if you have a cat that needs, he's scratching, whatever he's doing, declawing is not an answer. If you have a child that knocks stuff off the table, you don't cut off his arm. You teach him right from wrong. You can teach a cat right from wrong as well. So declawing should be totally illegal unless there's a specific veterinary issue for it, which is very, very, very rare. Hey, Bill in Connecticut, don't go anywhere. We'll help you with your golden shoe and your house apart. Jack, we'll get to you as well. Your cat is growling at you. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. I have hugs and kisses to give away, Lucy pet food. A lot of the items I give away here on the show are worth as much as $40 or $50. Now, people say, Warren, why do you give these products away? Well, very often the product I give you is related to the question that you're asking me. So great time to give me a call. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Even if you just want to answer the question, come on, guys, you know I'm right on this. Do you believe that your dog or your cat knows knows when you're not feeling well physically or emotionally. We're going to talk about that. Also coming up in a little bit, if you notice that your dog or your cat, your older dog or cat, is walking a little slower than normal, it might not just be arthritis. It could be something else. We'll talk about that. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away, and I'll give you my personal experiences at Ground Zero coming up as well. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Quick break, and then right back to your phone calls. Let me brag a little bit. This is my own product, my Hugs and Kisses, and the results are in. Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplements are helping dogs and cats stay healthy and happy. Happy pets equal happy guardians. Hugs and Kisses formula will actually improve your dog or cat's skin, coat, much less shedding, no more hairballs, stronger bones, stronger hips. It also has a prebiotic and probiotic formula. What does that mean? We now know that the health of your dog or cat's gut is so important to their overall health. Now, a lot of you understand what probiotics are all about, and you may be using them. But listen to me. In my own Hugs and Kisses, I did all the research. Not only are Hugs and Kisses having probiotics, but they have prebiotics as well. Prebiotics actually make the probiotics work a lot better. Digestion, absorption, giving your pets a healthy gut. Plus all the vitamins and minerals your dogs and cats need. And of course, there's no soy, no wheat, and no corn. I want you to check out my Hugs and Kisses vitamin and mineral supplements. Now an Amazon's choice. Check it out at Amazon.com, Walmart.com. Go directly to my website, ThePetShow.com. You know, a lot of people like to talk to us, so you can call my office directly. If we're not there, we'll call you right back. Write this number down. 1-800-430 and the word HUGS. 1-800-430-HUGS. Hugs and Kisses, the product I develop with my name on every jar. Check them out at Amazon, Walmart, ThePetShow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS and watch your dogs and cats look as healthy as they possibly can. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
And they called it puppy love. Oh, I guess I'll never know.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PICKUP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bagged soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Actually, I love my dog a little bit more than I love you. We are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is it, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology training. Got a question? Your dog is humping, jumping, digging. Your cat doesn't like the new cat. Great time to give me a call. If we talk, I'll send you a great gift. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me go to my friend Bill in Connecticut. Hey, Bill, welcome to The Pet Show.
Hey, Warren, how you doing?
I am doing great, Bill. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing great, but I have to tell you, I'm in Waterbury, Vermont, not Connecticut.
Oh, beautiful Waterbury, Vermont. It's beautiful in Vermont. I used to have a friend that lived in Stowe.
Yeah, I just drove through Stowe. So.
Beautiful place. So what can I do to help you?
So I have a one-year-old golden retriever who's the sister of my son's, who actually called you a couple of months ago from Seattle. But she's a great dog. She has all these toys. She loves to chew and play with her toys, loves to chew sticks and everything. And then we usually leave her with her sister, a 12-year-old golden mix that we adopted, out on the front porch, which is screened in, so they can enjoy the day while we're at work. And she has all her toys out there. Then towards the end of the day, she decides she wants to chew the windowsill and the door and the siding on the house instead of her toys.
Well, you know, there's a couple of reasons dogs chew. First of all, and you got to be totally honest with me. If I were to come to your porch right now, how many new toys would I see since last week? Oh, shame on Bill. Shame on Bill. Listen to me carefully. You have a young golden retriever, has the energy of anything. So here's what you need to do. Number one is I want you to go out, pull that credit card out. You guys in Vermont have money. Pull that credit card out. Buy a dozen brand new toys today. Here's what I want you to do with them. When you go to work on Monday, you put down 6. When you come home Monday night, you pick up those 6 and put them away and put 6 brand new ones down. On Tuesday, when you come home from work, you pick those up and put the old ones back down again. I want you to really rotate the toys on a consistent basis. That's number one. There's several reasons why a dog will chew. They'll chew if they're bored. They'll chew if they're not getting enough exercise. And sometimes in rare cases, they'll chew because they have something called pica, which is very rare in this country nowadays because the dog foods on the market pretty much cover that. So what I would be doing is before you leave in the morning for work, I want you to take the dog out in the yard, give them an aerobic class, Pilates, whatever you got to do, give them as much exercise as you possibly can, leave a radio on for them when you leave, leave it on a talk station, your recommended station to you, the one you're listening to, and besides that, rotating the toys on a regular basis. Now, you can try some of the bitter products. However, one little tip for you. I want you to go to a supermarket, and I want you to go to the spice rack, and I want you to buy some alum powder. Do you know what alum is?
Yes.
Okay, just a little bit of alum powder. Now, listen to me very carefully. Take a little alum powder, no more than your pinky fingernail. Mix it with a little bit of water. Make a little paste out of it. You can put that in spots where the dog is chewing. When she goes to chew there, stop me from biting my nails. It'll draw the moisture out, make her pucker up. Alum powder is what's used in as an astringent. It's used to make pickles. It's used for baking. That's what you need to do. But the bottom line is, rather than focus on correcting the dog, let's increase that mental stimulation. Let's increase that physical exercise. And I promise you, you'll have this covered pretty well.
Well, that sounds good.
That's my job, Bill. That's my job. As soon as I get the Waterbury, I'm going to bother you, Bill. I'm going to come in and see your golden. Here's what I want to do. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm actually going to send you a copy of how to get your dog to do what you want. After your dog reads it, I want you to read it, and I think it'll make a big difference. But remember, dogs will chew out of boredom, lack of exercise, lack of mental stimulation. If they have a tooth or gum problem, that can encourage them as well. Or if the dog realizes that whenever she chews and Bill comes home, you're going to spend a lot of time correcting her, just like children, sometimes they respond to attention. Whether it's negative or positive, they don't care. They're just responding to attention. That's what it's all about. Great call, by the way, Bill. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. A quick break. We got Jack in Florida. We got Marie in Delaware. We'll get to all your calls right after this. But right now, listen carefully. If you're like me, you want to feed your dog the best food you can possibly find. Let me ask you a question. Do you know where your dog food's manufactured? Do you know the name of the person manufacturing your dog food? Of course not. Well, let me tell you, this is the difference. Lucy Pet Food, I've been to their plant. It's only 20 minutes from my house. Their CEO, Joey Herrick, is just an incredible guy, and everyone there has the same passion you do. That's why I've been feeding my dogs Lucy Pet Food since the beginning. It has that probiotic formula. It's manufactured at their own plant right here in Southern California. It's manufactured at a plant that has their own $1.5 million laboratory. I'm telling you, when it comes to safe, quality food for your dog or cat, Lucy's the way to go. But don't take my word alone. Here's one of my listeners. This is what they said about Lucy Pet Food.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago. She's in the car next to me if you hear her whining.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet formula.
I'm telling you, dogs, cats love Lucy Pet Food. Here's the deal. I want you to go to their website, lucypetproducts.com. That's lucypetproducts.com. And if you go to their website and you spend just $35 on there, dog or cat food, wet or dry, their kitty lickies, their dog food rolls, which are amazing, by the way, for people that travel. Go to their website, lucypetproducts.com. Spend just $35, and shipping is absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Redding. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
To the top of the hour. We come back. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away, so don't go anywhere. The phone number, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to all your pet questions. I'm Warren. Next time, you're listening to The Pet Show.
April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And cool April 9th is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.